And welcome back to the first ever edition of
Newport High School on the Air. Featuring your hosts, Riley Babsky
and Benjamin Stewart.
First
episode ever. There will be several episodes throughout the year.
And we expect you all to watch every single one.
Every single minute. You better listen to this and you better be like, wow, this is spectacular. I'm really enjoying this.
Okay.
All right. Now we'll go into our first segment, checking out our football, just the team, the schedule, and looking to this Friday. This is likely going to be uploaded on Thursday, the day before, or you could be listening to this on the Friday of the game. So we are going against the Susquehanna Blackhawks at their own stadium. Both teams 0-4. What do you think about that?
We have a good shot. We have a great shot.
Yeah. And I really wanted to look, you know, a little bit at the statistics here. So we've both played James Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
We lost to them 34-0. There's the bell. Everyone knows exactly where we are now and at what time this is. However, they only lost to James Buchanan 16-0.
Ooh, yeah. We lost more than double.
Yeah. Here's what gives me a little bit of hope. They lost to Camp Hill, which we just played, remember, last week, 55-7. We lost to Camp Hill 43-14. Better defense, better offense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what does that really tell you, honestly?
It tells me that between the two games, we have a fighting chance.
Yeah. Now, who else do we play? We play Milton Hershey. I think that's senior night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably, you know, Milton Hershey, that'll be a rough game. Juniata, how's Juniata been doing? Let's go ahead and look at their stats. 2-2.
Ooh.
48-0 against James Buchanan.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? that might be a tough one. What about Halifax? We play them 11th.
We've
they're 0-4. Hey, they're 0-4. And we beat them. We beat them in the past.
Yeah.
So I mean, not too terrible. They played James Buchanan.
And they lost.
No, they haven't played them yet, dude.
No.
9-20.
No.
Get out.
They're gonna lose.
Let's see. Point wise, they're not doing much better than us. Line Mountain, they lost 59-13. We played Line Mountain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let's go look at that. We lost 40-0. Okay. Maybe, I mean, their defense could be worse.
Their offense
might be better.
Yeah.
So, of course, this is, you know, just off of these stats. We don't have, you know, rushing stats or anything. If you guys have those, please send us in. Please send that into us.
Please.
We will review that.
Mm-hmm.
Desperately. So, I mean, Susquehanna, I think we have a good chance. I think we just need not to turn over the ball. And honestly, if things aren't going our way, I say we just go in for risky plays. I know that's hot take. I think we have to do it.
I agree.
I think we have to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
I think we have to fake punts.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, that wraps up, I guess, our football section of this. Leading us into the next thing, the Mr. Beast Lunch League promotion, trying to target against Lunchables.
Now, I don't know about you, but I think in the next week, I want to see everyone coming into school with some Lunchlies.
Yes, some Lunchlies.
Some Lunchlies.
So, got to be honest, at first, I was like, what the heck? Because you've got Prime.
Yeah.
Which, you know, just a couple months ago, there were carcinogens.
Yeah, and then
in their grape flavor.
Then you got Feastables.
Feastables chocolate.
Chocolate.
I mean, what are we feeding our kids?
Yeah, and then we got, it looks like nachos.
Yeah, so there's three flavors, it looks like. So, pizza.
Pizza.
Doesn't look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, and then, like, the treat is the Feastables chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
and then a bottle of prime. That's okay.
Like, is it like it's like, is it like a Capri Sun sized prime?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Yeah. Or is it like the full bottle?
Yeah.
Because how are they fitting it? Like, packaging, distributing?
Like how big of a box are we talking? Like, is this going to be a bigger size proportion than Lunchables?
When it's beside, like, KSI and Logan Paul here, it looks a little bigger than a regular one.
Yeah.
Like, or at least thicker. Like,
it kind of looks like a Cheez-It box. Like a box sized Cheez-Its.
But those Feastables, I mean, those look like full-size bars.
Yeah.
We're giving these little kids full-size candy bars. That's crazy.
And prime.
I remember eating Lunchables in, like, third grade, and they would be, like, you get the little pizza circles that'd be, like, I don't know. How freaking big?
Like this, maybe like four times the size of the mic.
Yeah, because everyone knows the mic, Riley. Everyone can see. You guys all see the mic that we're talking about, right? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But those look like full-size Prime bottles in the picture, too. If you want
to
look at this.
Well, they look a little smaller, to be completely honest.
Maybe a little, like, shorter. But
maybe, like, 24 ounce instead of, like.
Maybe.
Yeah. But
I don't know. Still, that's a lot. That's a lot, especially for these little kids. I mean, that's crazy. If you guys want to look at this picture, it is on the official Mr. Beast Instagram. He partnered with KSI, Logan Paul, his Feastables account, Drink Prime, and now Lunchly.
Lunchly is an account.
Lunchly is an account. Pizza? So pizza. I mean, this is probably the one that I would eat if I were to try it.
Pepperoni, cheese, and sauce.
I mean, yeah, totally regular.
Yeah.
Turkey stack them. Now, I think the other ones were ham. Lunchables, right?
Yeah, I think Lunchables are turkey and ham.
Are they?
I think they're both.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think you could get ham or turkey.
Mm. Now, I mean, those just look normal.
Yeah.
Totally right. Oh, here, it says on the side of the box. So, Prime, what does that say? Gluten-free?
Is that gluten-free?
Is that gluten? I'm not 100% sure what that said.
Prime gluten-free.
But then, plus Mr. Beast Feastables, plus Epic Ingredients.
That's what my drug dealer told me the other day.
got some legendary ingredients in here. Not legendary, epic ingredients. And then, what is this? Fiesta Nachos.
That's party nachos.
How big are these nachos, though?
Yeah, how big are we talking?
I think there was a
promotional white,
video up here.
Oh, it's
12. Okay, so 12 ounces.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's still a lot.
That's still a lot.
Dude. Okay.
That's like one of those small Hershey.
Yeah,
bars,
it's like a fun size
And that, now that box, okay, that's the Lunchables box right there. So he has it next to it. It does look a little thicker, I think.
They're saying it's healthier.
I mean,
I don't believe that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. The facts are not really here.
They're really looking like, they're just like, oh, look, visually it's stunning because they put these crazy colors on the front. You remember when Lunchables had the, those weird animals on it?
Yeah, they were so weird. The freaking, like, raccoon, wasn't it?
There was a platypus and
there was a platypus and there was like a rabbit.
Yeah, a rabbit with like antlers. That was weird.
They should put animals as a mascot.
What the heck? Epic ingredients.
I think they put.
What does that mean?
I think they put some happy stuff in their Lunchables.
You know, oh kids, they're gonna be addicted to this. This is like ultimate brain rot, dude.
We've reached a point where we can't come back.
Like, what are the Lunchable flavors? Let's go ahead and look at the Lunchable flavors.
This is such a long section on such a critical issue, dude.
How much do you think, like, searches on Google has popped up for this?
I don't know. A lot.
All Lunchable products on Lunchables.com.
Lunchables.
Okay.
Grilled cheese.
When did we get grilled cheese? Crispy in 60 seconds in the microwave?
Those honestly don't look too bad.
Those don't look too bad. But I always remember Lunchables being like cold. Like you put an ice pack in there, it'd be cold.
Yeah, they'd be cold. Unless you wanted to warm up your chicken nuggets.
Yeah. chicken dunks with chocolate sandwich cookies.
Okay.
Okay. Those, I remember those. Yeah. Those are totally regular.
And like a Capri Sun. Capri Sun, in there. Yeah. Nerds.
Yeah. That's totally normal.
Yeah, that's really normal.
This is, I mean, yeah.
Uploaded.
Kabobbles.
Uploaded was with the animals, right?
Now, these were like the bigger ones.
Yeah.
Because it came with a small water bottle and the Kool-Aid pack.
And they also had Pringles.
Yeah, because it had, awesome. The main thing, it had the little treat, but it had like a little side thing. Like,
my favorite was when you would get the sugar packet with the Kool-Aid, mm-hmm. and you would dunk it in your water, but you'd still have some remaining, so you just have to lick it out.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was awesome, dude.
Ham and American cheese. So there's ham. Was there? Oh, yeah. Cheese and turkey.
There's
yeah.
ham and turkey.
So, yeah. Yep. I got that. Yeah. It's ham and turkey. Where are the pizza ones? Man, they it's really far down. They have a lot. Bologna? They have bologna ones?
That might be newer.
But this came with, look, just like one cookie. I mean, it was totally regular. Yeah, pepperoni, mozzarella cheese.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, these are all completely normal.
Yeah.
And they partner up. Yeah, to advertise their thing, they partner up with like, what we got, Transformers here?
Yeah.
Transformers. I think they did like Power Rangers at some point, I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean,
I remember the sub.
I do not remember the sub.
Was awesome, dude. The sub was really good.
Wow. Yeah, so I mean, this is... I mean, what are we feeding our kids now that we're launched? Like,
I just feel like no parent is gonna buy them.
No, because like, who's buying their kid Prime? Who's like, oh, it's by Mr. Beast. It's by Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast made me a drink.
I have to be completely honest with you. I have never tried one single drop of Prime in my life.
I have. Let me be honest. It's not that good. Overhyped. Same thing with Mr. Beast is chocolate. Like, it's good. But the fact that you're going, like, it's above Hershey, no. Hershey's got that, like, melty, like, melt-in-your-mouth kind of, like, texture. Feastables really does not have that.
Mr. Beast, this is not the apology that we need right now.
Yeah.
We need an apology video. I want to see you not with KSI or Logan Paul and saying how you are going to come back from the accusations.
Yeah. So, in recent news around the school,
Newport Barstool had to take down a post.
Ooh, the recent post that was about us beating Bishop McDevitt in, I believe it was field hockey.
To the ground.
To the ground. Well, one of their recent posts that was, I'd say, maybe hating on Bishop McDevitt a little bit.
Just a little.
On their recent loss. Well... That post had to be taken down today after a teacher asked Tyler and Matthew to go see their phones. This happened in physics class for any of you that take physics, the seven of you that take physics.
It's a very sad day today.
Yes.
The breaking news is that we had to take down that post, and it just sucks, man. It just really sucks.
Yeah, and I believe Ruben Moreno was definitely the one that put all of that up, according to Matthew Tubioli. Ruben Moreno was the one who put all of that up.
He's the true villain.
However, this is only word by mouth.
This is unconfirmed.
This is unconfirmed, so do take this with a grain of salt. Well, this is going to wrap up our first podcast. What did we get through? The football and Feastables in our first episode?
We'll get world news in there, I promise.
World news in episode two. Maybe guest star, Matthew Tubioli.
Possibly. Perhaps. This is a question.
Yeah, Matthew, you went in on this?
Answer us now.
All right.
Pick up my calls.
We'll see you on the next episode of Newport On Air.
Mm-hmm. I've been your host, Riley Babsky.
And Benjamin Stewart.
See you later.